Thank you, Madam President. I take the floor today to inform the Senate, my colleagues, about how I intend to vote on the pending nomination of Supreme Court nominee Judge Sotomayor. I understand the path of least resistance for me personally would be to vote no. That's probably true anytime you're in a minority party and you lost the election, but I feel compelled to vote yes. And I feel that this is the right vote for me and, quite frankly, for the country in this case. Why do I say that? Elections have consequences. I told Judge Sotomayor in the hearing that if I had won the election, even though I wasn't running, or Senator McCain, she would probably not have been chosen by a Republican. We would have chosen someone with a more conservative background, someone like a Judge Roberts or Miguel Estrada. She is definitely more liberal than a Republican would have chosen, but I do believe that elections have consequences, and it's not like we hid from the American people during the campaign that the Supreme Court selections were at stake. Both sides openly campaigned on the idea that the next president would be able to pick some judges for the Supreme Court. That was known to the American people, and the American people spoke.